This is Twit.
Got to kind of apologize in advance because it is totally Pixel season. Even though Pixels haven't happened, all the news Pixel is about Pixels right now.
It's fair. It's Pixel season. And listen, and we have to get in the right mindset. We need to start getting ready to celebrate Pixel season. You want to get your sweaters out. You want to get your pumpkin spice whatever drinks that people drink. It's Pixel season. So just get ready. But it's not just we're not just talking about Pixels. We're also talking about foldables. Because I don't know if you remember. Do you guys remember earlier this year, there was a lot of hubbub, a lot of buzz about Google releasing a foldable in the Pixel line, right? We saw that.
Yeah, absolutely.
The thing, the Samsung Glass, you know, they talked about Google using their Pixels and all sorts of stuff. Then all this chatter stopped. It seemed like it was just silence. It was quiet out there in the world in terms of the words Pixels and foldables. But luckily, it's been reignited. It's back. The dream of Pixel foldables might become a reality, in the form of two foldable devices. All right. Codenamed Jumbo Jack, which would be a Galaxy Flip style device, and Passport.
Code name.
Yeah. Well, they're just code names, whatever. And Passport, a Galaxy Fold style device, which is like, whatever, kind of like Passport's a little on the nose. Thank you very much. But, so basically both would be mirroring similar to the Samsung devices that are out there. References to these have been found in the Android code base, which is always a good indicator. And then this week, friend of the show, Evleaks, he tweeted out, heard from someone I trust that the foldable Pixel, codename Passport, retail branding unknown, will indeed launch before the end of the year. Apparently, they've been working on this device for over 2 years, and if the P6 is any indication, it'll be worth a look. And then also to add onto this dogpile, 9to5 Google shared that Jumbo Jack, which they should just call the phone Jumbo Jack. It should just like forget the code name. That should just be the product name. Jumbo Jack is coming thanks to multiple instances of Jumbo Jack being used as a tester device. Fascinating there. And then finally, XDA reported that Android 12.1, an out-of-cycle update, would focus on foldable functionality, bringing foldable functionality to the new operating system. So essentially an update that would land somewhere between Android 12 and Android 13. I mean, 12.1 is early in the release cycle, right? So what do you guys think? Do you think that a Pixel foldable is closer to reality?
Yes.
Or is this more?
Yes.
Is there,
yes.
Okay. So there's fire where there's smoke.
Yes. Well, do you want to use that metaphor with me and Jason? But yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, good point. Sorry.
I'm a little traumatized right now, Ron. Thank you for that. Okay, so why? Okay, Flo, you were fast to say yes and emphatic. Why?
Because I have noticed the last couple of years, I mean, even in 2019, they were telling us that they were working on foldable displays, or excuse me, making Android more... making Android be able to accommodate folding screens and multiple displays. And so the fact that they were working on this internally with Samsung and testing the devices that are out currently on the market, I mean, it just makes sense that Google would try to do it themselves. And with this big push that they're doing right now, and we're all talking about how much money they're going to spend on marketing, and oh my God, the Pixel 6 is going to be like this huge thing. We're really pushing it through. It just feels like this is the thing that they would follow up with.
Okay. Now, okay. So now what Evleaks was talking about by the end of the year, if we expect the Pixel 6 event to happen sometime middle of next month, we're probably a month out from, I mean, guess we're all guessing here. We have no actual details on this, but based on the past, we're about a month out from either an event or the launch of the device or both. That's probably a month to a month and a week or two away. Yep. That takes us to the end of October. The end of the year, really, that only leaves, you know, November and December. That leaves a couple of months for Pixel to what? Announce a foldable? Is that kind of indeed launch? So Evleaks is saying a launch, which implies
launch,
a release.
Yep.
I don't know. I think the closer you get to Christmas time, the harder it is to do that. Like you want to kind of capitalize on a little bit of extra time leading up so that you capitalize on some energy around that. So that almost makes it seem like if this is going to happen by year's end, it almost needs to happen in November. Could you see Google doing the Pixel 6 event in October and releasing by the end of the month and then a month later doing a Pixel event?
No.
Right? Because they would do an event with a foldable. They would have to, I would think, anyways. Maybe they wouldn't, but I would guess so.
It's definitely a buzzwordy enough to... Yeah, now here's the thing.
Totally.
Here's the thing, yes. though. We don't know. An event is coming up, right? So who's to say that they're not going to pull a one more thing at the upcoming event?
They very well could.
That's optimistic of you, Ron.
Yeah.
I mean, it's optimistic, but it's not totally unrealistic either, because if we're just talking about a month, it actually kind of makes sense. I would just be really amazed if they could keep a lid on this. If that's true, that Google could successfully keep a total lid on this. I mean, this is a little bit of information, but we're nowhere near the point that we usually are when a Pixel is coming out, where it's like, okay, we literally know everything. We've seen, you know, it leaked to people and hands-ons, and Google has gotten out ahead of the leaks and started to show it off. If Google could successfully button this up and keep it from leaking, that's a Herculean effort on their part and their marketing True. Team. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty big accomplishment.
Well, but here's the question though, right? They put the dang Pixel 6 in the window at the Google store in Manhattan.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Right? They are proactively showing everyone what the big reveal is at the event. Isn't that a pretty good distraction to hiding something that we don't know about?
That is a distraction.
I don't know if they're hiding it.
I'm just saying, are they distracting? They're distracting from, they think that this is going to, yeah, this is going to be the thing. And when you least expect it, here's a foldable.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Could be. One thing that occurs to me on the foldables before we get over to the 6 and the 6 Pro is that if you take a look at that Ars Technica article, Ron has made a very elegant side-by-side of the, you know, of what the Passport not is. So basically, Ron is comparing the Passport to the Z Fold 3 5G. Oh, that's what you see in the thing. And then Jumbo Jack to the Galaxy Z Flip 3 5G, because those are the form factors that supposedly these two devices are going to emulate or you know, be not that Google's copying Samsung, but that's the form factor that they're going to be. But
hold
doesn't
on.
It seem
sorry?
Yeah,
I'm go, sorry to go. Interrupt.
Sorry,
I just it came to mind. Let us not forget the leaks that we have reported on here at All About Android, saying that there is a Samsung display in this apparent Pixel device. So,
yeah.
Oh, okay. No, well, yeah, that's a really great point.
Right, they're using the glass. That's where the leaks came from a couple of months ago.
Yeah,
right.
That's a really great point. Yeah, thank you for reiterating that. What occurs to me when I look at this, these photos is that why did they call the big, the Fold 3, why did they call
Jason,
that the
Jason, where
passport?
Is that? Which, where are the photos?
The Ars Technica, article.
At the very beginning?
The foldable phone plans Ars Technica article. They called the large fold device the Passport. You know what? As I'm saying this, I'm like, it totally doesn't matter at all. But for whatever reason in my brain, it does. Why is the larger device the Passport and the smaller device the Jumbo Jack? That doesn't make any sense to me.
That's
Why would
point.
You do that?
Good point.
It seems like the smaller one would be the Passport, because your Passport isn't like a giant, you know, tablet-sized thing. And something that's called a Jumbo Jack would be pretty large. So I don't know.
Well, anyways. Jumbo Jack is Jack in the Box's flagship hamburger. So
is
I wonder
big?
If that's supposed to be the no, but I wonder if that's supposed to be the flagship handset, and then the Passport is the niche, like specialized situation.
So now I'm just thinking of hamburgers, and I want to eat one.
I want a Jack in the Box hamburger right now. Not gonna lie, since you all said Jumbo Jack.
Oh. I don't know that I've ever said that I wanted a Jack in the Box anything.
It's $1.79, or no, that was in 2011. Sorry. It's not $1.79 anymore.
Oh, so this is going to be a cheap phone then.
So cheap. So cheap.
Their small foldable is going to be a really cheap burger-like device. Good.